Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus, where were you? You should have been here. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. These wrenching words stood out for me in our gospel story this week. They speak of the deep relationship that Mary and Martha have with Jesus. They are willing to express their frustration and grief, even with their trust and longing in his presence, side by side. Jesus has come to Bethany, but he is too late. Lazarus has died. In the Jewish belief, the soul leaves the body after 3 days. And so when the story repeatedly tells us that Lazarus has been dead for 4 days, it is saying he is really dead, dead and gone, beyond all hope. And Mary and Martha, in the throes of grief, greet Jesus with the words, "If you had only been here." Friends, I feel a bit like Mary and Martha today. Perhaps like Mary and Martha a few days earlier in the story, as their brother nears death and Jesus does not come. Do you see what is happening here, Jesus? Can't you do something about this? The war in Ukraine has hit me hard. And perhaps it is to our shame that this war seems to grab our collective attention and our outpouring of support in ways that other wars in non-European countries have not. Or perhaps it is simply the news of the hour. And if this war were to drag on for months, we would grow used to it and stop paying attention, as we have grown used to the wars and violence in Yemen and Myanmar and Afghanistan and Syria and North Africa. For myself, the war in Ukraine grips my heart in a unique way, because my oldest son was born in Donetsk, and Lee and I traveled to Donetsk in 2002 to adopt him. And it is not only the war that weighs on us. Exhaustion and anxiety from years of pandemic, grief over loved ones who have died or are ill, loss of friendships, the losses that come with aging as bodies no longer do what they used to, and days are full of pain. In these and so many things, we may ask, along with Mary and Martha, where are you, Jesus? Why don't you come? How could you let this happen? And this story offers us hope and comfort. It offers us a different way to look at life and death, at loss and grief, at resurrection and new life. One moment of comfort in the story is when Jesus weeps with Mary. This is part of our most basic understanding of Jesus, isn't it? Jesus is the one who is present during our suffering, who comes alongside and shares our pain, who weeps with us when we weep. That is at the center of what the incarnation means. Jesus became human to share with us the experience of being human. And Jesus, the good shepherd, walks with us in the darkest valleys of life. Professor Elizabeth Johnson of the Lutheran Institute of Theology in Cameroon writes, "Much of the time, honestly, it does not feel like death has been defeated. Even as we cry out of the depths, however, we live and wait in hope. Like Martha and Mary, we learn that God does not act exactly when, where, or how we think God should act, but God will act in God's good time, and death will not have the final word. The day of resurrection will come." Jesus weeps with Mary, but with Martha, Jesus has a conversation about faith. Do you believe? He asks her. Do you trust me? I believe we will be resurrected in the end time, she says. But Martha is missing something, something crucial to who Jesus is and why Jesus has come. Jesus says to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. The resurrection and the life. That is not two ways of saying the same thing, as it's sometimes been understood. There have been times when scribes just left out and the life because, you know, it's just repetitive. I am the resurrection. But that's not what Jesus is saying. Jesus offers eternal life after death, and Jesus offers eternal abundant life that begins here and now. Professor Brian Peterson of Lutheran Theological Southern Seminary writes, this story claims that Jesus' power over death is effective now, not simply in pious expectations of the end or of heaven. In the midst of injustices and tragedies and griefs and disappointments, we are held and loved and determined not by the powers of death, but by the risen Jesus. That is so because Jesus is not simply one who can restore life, but the one who is life itself. Jesus has the power to give life now because Jesus is the presence of God's life become flesh for us. Both our future and our present are determined not by death, as we mistakenly think, but by Jesus. Jesus is life itself. Jesus himself is the resurrection's defeat of death. Jesus is the place where death ends and everlasting life begins. What we need to hear is that on both sides of the grave, there is life for us because Jesus has been sent to call our names. On both sides of the grave, Jesus is life for us. Allergies, my friends. Juniper just gets me. All right. Today's the first Sunday of Lent. And our focus for Lent this year is on our core values, even as we also continue to read these stories that lead up to Jesus' death. We are using this focus on our values as a way of exploring our commitment to following Jesus together in this congregation. A phrase that kept coming to my mind this week is living a lighthearted Lent. The playful way that we explore our values each week may seem to be outside of the sober, penitent, somber, that's the word I wanted, somber, penitent spirit of the Lenten season. But for me, it is vital. Thank you. It is vital, especially in this hard, hard year, that our true and real repentance and examination of our lives be seasoned with laughter and our love for one another and our shared commitment to follow Jesus together. After all, repentance means to turn around, to turn from all that distracts us from God and to focus on God's goodness, God's forgiveness, and how we are living as followers of Jesus. Our worship every Sunday and on Wednesdays during Lent is meant to do just that, to turn us to God, to engage our minds and hearts and spirits and turn us to God whose love is everlasting. And our worship every Sunday, even in Lent, is a celebration of the resurrection. Beginning Lent with Jesus raising Lazarus from death reminds us of that. Every Sunday when we gather, we are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Everything we do as a community centers in Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life, the one who gives us hope and life, whatever our circumstances. Every worship reminds us that Jesus is the place where death ends and everlasting life begins. On both sides of the grave, there is life for us because Jesus has been sent to call our names. On both sides of the grave, Jesus is life for us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.